Great fellowship of our Abba and Yahshua HaMashiach. Rejoice this day for your bountiful blessings. All that you have granted unto Israel. You are mighty. Your word is an everlasting Torah unto Israel. We pray that you will perfect the power of your imhat, your truth, within the levim, the lab of Israel. We may be caught one, as you are Abba and Yahshua HaMashiach, the Son, in the Ruah are one. Strengthen us all this day. Cause the ears of Israel to hear. For Yahweh speaks on to call out the elect remnant according to his will. Bless all those that are listening by the live stream of the internet. They may hear in the mighty name of Yahshua. We barak you this day. We esteem you. Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cried hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the Ruah of Yah feel you mighty today. May it cause you to delight in his imat, in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a people that have criminal tendencies. Rasha. It is a people that defies the Torah, the instructions of Yahweh. There is a Torah of worship, how we enter into the bayit of Yah. He teaches us that. To enter in with our hands lifted up with no sins. That we lay all of our transgressions down at the altar of Almighty Yah. Preparing our minds with the readiness to hear the Torah taught unto us. Now that is the Torah of worship. We can come before Him with pure hands and our hands are cleansed. There is no blood stain upon our hands, whereby the multitude of our sins and all the blood offerings have not purged them away. So there is a Torah, an order to every aspect when man worship Yahweh. Because of his own ability, he cannot do it. So he must give us a living Torah and a way to come before him. And what to present and to him. But because Israel has always shown the propensity to be rebellious and to forget what Yah says. Why are we a people that forget? Because we turn our minds away from Torah. We turn our love away from the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And when we do that, we will forget what he has instructed us in. And we will resort back to traditions and ways that have never produced anything at all. They have not produced the power of his life in us. They have produced separation, our minds removed away from him, our lethargicness, our folly of our minds being taken away by our own daydreaming. And the reason that is because he is not real to us. If someone thought that they were going to win the lottery, they would give a tentative to whatever broadcast or whatever media that will be used, that they may hear the winning number. And they are awake, they are rejuvenated, and yet the people of Israel, they're not rejuvenated. There's no life in them. There's no strength in them. There is no purpose of his will in them because they're always trying to exploit Yah for what they can gain because they think that their personality or themselves supersede Yahweh, and that is folly. It is flat out foolishness. It is a demented mind instructed by the will of hell, by the powers of darkness, whereby there is no consciousness of fear of Almighty Yahweh. We are in His presence. We don't believe that. In the presence of Yahweh. So there ought to be a reverence of great fear. It ought to be an honor that supersedes any element of honor. Hallelujah. And I will impart the truth and the whole counsel of Yah. You cannot have the whole counsel of Yahweh without the fullness of Torah taught to you. That is what Shaul spoke unto Ephesus, Ephesians. He spoke the whole counsel of the Torah, and the life of that counsel of Torah was made alive by the truth of the power and the witness of Yahshua HaMashiach. And so we need the whole counsel of Almighty Yahweh. Without the whole counsel, we cannot be whole. We cannot be complete. We cannot be thoroughly furnished. That's why our minds are not thoroughly furnished with the works of Yah. Our thoughts are not upon Him. That's why our minds are not pure. Because we're given over unto every kind of unclean, vile thing that rises up from the gut of the gully of darkness from our inward parts. And we perform those things. We act upon that and not upon Torah. I'm not going to get sidetracked because I know what I must teach today unto Yisrael. It's a generation that has lost its honor for Yahweh. Jotan has raised up these superficial pimps. These spiritual pimps, what they are. They prostitute the masses of the people. And they turn them over unto idolatry by pimping them. Because they play on the lust and the greed of a vile, wicked generation. You will search scripture and you will see that Yahweh always dealt with the wickedness of Yisrael. And as soon as His mishpatim, His judgments, were removed from them, they went back to their old, same, vile, filthy ways. And we must understand what scripture teaches us, that we may walk in compliance as to what Yahweh commands. I want to establish 2 points today, because there is a depth that I want to indulge in today, in this message, that may open the mind of Yisrael, that we may see in a different light. The judgments, the mishpatim of Yahweh, they are true. And if I ever title a message, and I don't do that, this one is the hell's truth. We can call it Sheol, Hinnom. We must understand what this true reality of hell really is. And we must go to Torah and Scripture to see what Torah says. I want to begin here in Tehillim, Psalms, chapter 9, verse 17. I want to use methodically, I want to move that way methodically. I want to move precisely as one prance upon the prey, as the lion moves like a stealth to surprise the prey, to subdue it. And my desire by the will of Yah is to subdue that will that is in Israel, that abandoned the principles of Yahweh and turn aside from the lawfulness of Yahweh to fables and deceit that cause them to be bewitched, that they have no ahava, no love for the Torah of Yahweh. And this nation, just like every nation, has no pure ahava, no love for Torah. And I would establish a profound truth here in Tehillim 9, verse 16 and 17. He tells us that Yahweh is known by His mishpatim. I want us to grasp that He is going to be known in this life and the life to come that He is one of judgment. Because His Torah is truth. And if we go outside of the realm of the instructions of Yahweh, we do not take delight in what He instructs us in. He wants you, Israel, to know that His mishpatim, His judgments, they are true. And they are just. And that is why He judges us daily. To let us know that it is I that judge you. It is I that reprove you. It is Yahweh that instructs you and corrects you. It is Yahweh that shows you the path of deception that we have walked on so gingerly without any fear of His judgment at all. So Yisrael, Yahweh is known by His mishpatim, which He executes, which He practices, or He brings forth. And He shows us the rewards of His judgment. He said, the wicked is snared in the works of their own hands. The wicked are snared in the works of their own hands. The Rasha, we must understand that Rasha, it is one that is a criminal. And in order for you to understand what a criminal is, there must be implicit laws that are set that you must defy to become a criminal. So the Torah of Yahweh, the laws of Yahweh, they are set forth unto Israel to obey. And if we do not obey the Torah of Yahweh, we are criminals. We are wicked men. We are men of iniquitous works. There must be a Torah, a law, to be defied before one can become a criminal. And when one understands the constitution of Yahweh, and they defy that, then they become rasha, they become wicked. The men of wicked devices, their minds are unclean. They're criminals, and they're guilty of sin against Yahweh. For we know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. And no criminal shall go unpunished. I want you to hear that and to grasp that. I want you to understand that no criminal shall go unpunished. We must understand the hell's truth of Yahweh. No criminal shall go unpunished. He says in verse 17, the wicked, the rasha, the criminal, a sham. They are a sham. They are shammers and shysters what they are. He said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget Yahweh. Is that plainly stated? We can't go back to the Torah and see where Yahweh say unto Israel, do not forget my Torah. Do not turn aside from the pathway that I have established for you to walk therein. When you turn from these ways, I shall give you over unto the heathens, that they will oppress you, they will suppress you, they will subdue you, and they will take you into bondage. A type of Sheol or Hinnom, a place of punishment whereby darkness filled the minds of the Israelites. They had no contact with Yah. They could not pray unto Yah. They could not reach out unto Yahweh. There was no sense of Yahweh being closer unto them. So every nation that forgets Yahweh, and every nation that forgets His Torah, shall be turned into hell. Because they are rasha, they are wicked, they are criminals. They sin against Yahweh and think that there is no punitive actions against them because they believe that they are impune. There is no reward for me. There is nothing that Yah can do. But He is known unto Israel by His mishpatim. That's why He judges every thought, every idea, every action, every deed. Yahweh judge that, because every action, every deed, if it's not led by the Ruah, the living power of Torah, then it will cause us to forget the power and the strength of Torah, and we began to go our own way. We began to do things according to our interpretation, according to our likes and our dislikes. And He warns us sternly that the wicked, the rasha, every criminal shall be turned into hell. And every nation that forgets, turn aside, go away from Yahweh. Every nation that does that shall be turned into hell. Well, Dave Roberts, how does one know, or can one know that he or she has turned away from Yahweh? Yahshua declares by the living words that if any man says he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah, his Torah, he is a liar and the truth is not in him. How can we say we love Yahweh and keep not the Torah of Yah, the living thing that he has placed in the land of Israel, that he has wrote by his own hand and given us assurance by the life of Yahshua, and we say we love him, we are criminals, we are wicked men and women. We're not walking in the light of his truth. We're not walking in the power of his truth. And every nation that turns away from Torah, and every people, every man, every woman, shall be turned into hell. We can try to remove the connotations of hell. And we have these deceived doctrines today. And they're doing that masterfully. That's why the powers that be, that's why Shatan raised up these deceivers, like the T.D. Jakes and the Benny Hens and the Paul Crouches, and he raised them up to give unto the masses of people this false illusion, and there is no conscience of the Mishpatim of Yah. So there's no thought of his judgment. Yisrael, we must constantly be purged by the Mishpat. Yah judging us constantly, purging us and cleansing us and identifying every deceitful root that is in us that will cause us to forget the Torah, cause us to turn away from Torah and to turn to our own traditions or our own delights that are not based in the principles of Torah. Yahshua's doctrine was based in Torah, for he is the life of Torah. He was Torah because he was the living word of Yahweh. He did not teach anything else. He did not teach what these dogs today teaches. These dogs teach a doctrine that is false. And they are procurers of hell. And they secure many souls down into the dark, oblivious abyss of hell. And what they do is try to remove the thought of hell away. But I want to show us what Scripture says. Line upon line. And the precepts of Yah establish. I want to show us what Scripture says. When a man walks not in the Torah, he walks in deceit. He is a liar. When a man doesn't walk in Torah, he casts himself far above Yahweh. He thinks of himself more highly than he thinks of the Creator. Yahshua makes a profound statement in Yochanan chapter 8, verse 44. I want to direct your attention there because we know that the seed of the birth of Shatan in any heart, any lab, this will be the end produce or the product that will come forth out of that heart. Yochanan 8:44. As he said unto that criminality of the mindset of the Pharisees and Sadducees, he told them that you are of your father Shatan. That you will know you are of your father Shatan by what is expressed here. He said, in the lust of your father will you do. Did he not offer Yahshua the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time? That is the lust of Shatan. It is one of greed. Is not that a defiance of the Torah? You should not covet or steal. Is that not in Torah? Is that not the mitzvah of Yah? So he said, the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer. And we know what a murderer is. One that hates your brothers or sisters. You are a murderer. He said he was a murderer from the beginning. And the most profound denouncing of this child of hell is this. That he abode not, he lived not, he dwell not in the Torah, in the truth. You can never define truth, but what Scripture says. Scripture tells us in Tehillim 119, 142 what truth is. The Torah of Yah is truth. He did not abide in the Torah of Yahweh. And anyone that does not walk in the Torah of Yahweh, they are liars. They are of their father, Shatan. If they will not abide in the Torah, I don't care if it's your daddy or granddaddy.
I don't care if it's your sons, your daughters. I don't care if it's those that you think you love. But this is out of the mouth of Yeshua profoundly pronounces unto Israel. Shatan, he's a murderer. He's a liar. He is a deceiver. And you will know he's a liar, he's a deceiver, because he dwells not. His mind is not dwelling in the power of the Torah. In the truth, his Torah, his law is truth. We can try to construe it any way we want to fit our own religious propensity. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So Yahshua clearly identifies those that are of their father, Shatan. They liars, they lie against the Torah. They will tell you that the Shabbat is not important. They will tell you what his name is, quote, God, Lord, unquote. These are lies from hell. His name is not Lord. It is a damnable pagan expression. He is not Baal, Lord. He is the Most High. He is El Elyon. He is the Mighty One. He is the Mighty Creator. And every damnable god shall be damned into hell. Because Shatan is the god of this world. He abides not in truth. And if he walks not in truth, he plays on the lust and the desire of the greed of a wicked, vile generation that has turned its back away from the Torah of Yahweh. And this nation established by this vile spirit of hell, it was not established by Yah. He established Israel for the seed that he had elected and called for his purpose. He did not establish America. It is by the works of hell, because there is no Torah power or truth in this nation. He called Israel. He shall yet love Israel. He shall yet establish Israel. He's going to bring Yehuda and Israel. They shall be one. There shall be no separation between the spiritual things of Yah and the things that are natural. They will be one, because we will have the spirit, the Ruah of life. Knowing what he did with Moshe, these were not just empty words he spoke and wrote unto Moshe. They were words of power. Everything that Yah speaks is a word of power. There's life and strength in it. The power of his purpose is in everything that he says. Everything he commands unto us is the power of his purpose. His advice, when Yah speaks to us, don't you know who is advising us? Do you all hear that? When Yahweh speaks to us, do you understand who is advising you? It is Yahweh that is advising you. Shatan did not walk in Torah. Why? Because there is no Torah, there is no truth in him, there is no law in him. Is this not a generation without any government of law? The Jezebels out of this whole world, they pollute the minds of your sons and daughters. They are prostitutes out of hell. Jezebels impregnated, bringing forth children of bastardom. This is a nation of bastardom. Illegitimate spiritual children and illegitimate natural children. They have no progeneration. They have no birthright at all. They're not birthed in the will of Torah. The will of Torah birth is a man with his wife, a ish and his isha, and they bring forth sons and daughters to replenish the kingdom of Israel. This damnable wickedness out of this whore state, this mindset that it established in the people to cause them to lust and turn away from Torah, cause them to be driven on the Shabbat, to go to their jobs, to be driven to buy at the sale, and Yah commands us not to. They're criminals from hell. That's a criminal mindset. I don't know who it is. They're criminals and they're wicked. You better hear what the word of Yah says. This is not my judgment. This is the judgment of Yahweh. He speaks unto Israel. It has nothing to do with what I declare. It has to do with what Scripture declares unto Israel. He said there was no Torah in him, and he could not walk in Torah. So when there is no Torah in you, did not Yah says that he say in the book that he will put his Torah, this will be the bridge of Israel. He will, his bridge shall also, he will put his Torah in the inward part, in their minds. He will write them upon the table of their lev. Did he not say that? And so we know that those that have not the written Torah in them, they're none of Yah. Because it says that Shaitan had not the Torah in him. He had no truth in him. Do you all understand that? You can go on your petty emotions all you want to, but this is what the book declares unto Israel. It is not that Dave Roberts is adding, because if I add to the book, woe unto the plagues that shall be added unto me. And if I take away from the Torah of Yah, then there shall be substantial things taken away from me. Well, the light of his Torah will not shine in me, or the revelation of his Torah, the dynamics of his Torah, the understanding of his Torah, the wisdom of his Torah, the fear of his Torah will not resonate for me. So I will be just like all the other pimps out here, pimping the folks with this pimp doctrine to pimp them to their lusts, and they prostitute themselves into hell to satisfy their damnable flesh. Don't tell me they're not doing that. They pimp the people, and they have one desire, to satisfy themselves. Did Yahshua please Yah in all things? So we must please Yahweh. That's what we must do. Hell and the grave are never full. And you notice that is separated. Not only Sheol and Hinnom, but it says hell and the grave are never full. Neither is the heart of a man ever. It can never be satisfied. Yah can give you the kingdoms. You will not be satisfied. As I read of the account of Solomon, that they came from every known part of the world to hear the man's wisdom. He had more gold in his booty than any king upon the earth. It says that silver was like rocks on the street of Jerusalem. He had great wealth and riches. Every one of the tabernacle garland and the drinking vessels and everything was gold. I imagine the throne that he built for himself, pure ivy, and lay with pure, the choices of gold. All the utensils of the service unto Yahweh, they were gold, everything. And yet that did not satisfy his lev, because he defied the Torah of Yah. He began to take upon wives that Yah said, do not marry. And he began to turn and forget the Torah of Yahweh. That is what we have done as the people of Yahweh. We have given ourselves over unto the guidings or the espousership of things that are not according to Torah. We cannot have a lust that is unsatiable, that cannot be satisfied. And the lust of man can never be satisfied. That is why Yah warns you, Yisrael, that he will make himself known unto you by Mishpatim. He will judge you during the day in your walk. He will judge you in your talk. He will judge your eyes, your thoughts. He will judge your actions and your reaction. And he will let you know that he is near. And when you began to forget the judgments of Yah, then you set yourself up as one that is greater, and one that is of a greater magnitude than Yah. And I need not the advice of Yah, nor the counsel of Yah, but I will walk in my own declaration. I will not shun to declare unto you the whole counsel, or the call, the complete counsel, the advice, the purpose of Almighty Yahweh. And I will declare that unto Israel. For Shaitan dwelt not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks it of his own, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. So if it's not based in Torah, it is a lie. If it's not what Torah says, it is a flat out lie. You must understand that Yahshua had to prove himself from the Bereshit, and the Nabi prophesied of his coming. And he could open the book of Yeshaya, Obadiah, Yeskel. And he could show unto Yisrael Tehillim, the Psalms of David. And he could show his place in the scroll, because he said unto them, the volume of the scroll, it is written about me. I am the power of this book, because I am the word of Yahweh. I am made that you may behold the power of the living Torah, the truth of Yah. And we must understand that, brothers and sisters. When a man walks not in the Torah, he's a liar. I do not care how eloquent his speech, how articulate he is, the preciseness of his vocabulary, the diversity of his knowledge of culture, that means nothing unto Yahweh. Nothing at all. If there is no power of his Torah dwelling in you, because there is no written Torah in your life, that's a sure sign that they are not Yisrael. He said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget Yah. But what has happened, this nation here, this vile, insidious Babylon, America, she has confused the masses of the people, that they don't know what right and wrong is. They don't know how to correct the wrong, and they don't know how to show you what is right. This is a vile nation. It is corrupt. And everything that we learn and we know of this damnable thing we call the boob tube, the television, it instructs us in emotions and our feelings. It tells women what a wife should do, husbands what a husband should do. It is not of Yah. I want to tell you this before I proceed. I was there in Charlotte on Thursday. And there's a young man that works at the place that I visit. He's a very articulate man. He talks well. I simply listened to him. He was telling me about some of the programs that he has created for things like drug abuse and counseling of youth. He said to me, one day this parent asked me to talk to her daughter because she could not do anything with the daughter. The daughter was 13 years old. He said, and I went to the daughter because the young girl, she was truant in school. She would not go to school. And so when I sat down to begin a dialogue with her, she said to me, I'm not going to school because there is no purpose. He said, tell me why. He said, look at my mama. She said to him, look at my mother. So he looked at her mother. He says, and what? He said, look at her. What does that mean? He said, look at her butt. She's got a big butt. I don't need no school because I can work in the strip. I can strip. I can shake my butt. Video games, this BTA bent eternally in the darkness. These vile, insidious workings of hell. She said, all I need to do is wait till my butt get big as my mama's, and I can strut my stuff, and I can make money that way. This is the mindset. That is the norm today. If you think that that is abnormal, you are a twisted, deceived fool. Shaitan has done an excellent job by turning the mind away from Torah and causing men to forget Torah. That's why you can sit there before that damnable thing for hours, and it does not affect you in your ruah. It doesn't cause you to cringe at the turd and disgust and shamefulness. That little Jezebel, she got that spirit from the harlot of hell. They're doing the same thing in these whorehouses. They come dressed like dogs. They come dressed like whores. And they're pepped by these lying dogs that call themselves preachers, that dog from hell. And I will stand against any of them. Hallelujah. So my butt will be big one day, and so I will simply do dances. I can get in videos, and I can do that. This is the mentality of this damnable wicked generation, because Yah is going to turn it into hell. America is going to become a living hell, physically. She's going to become a living hell. You can reject that all you want to. And you can look at your little crystal balls of unrealistic fantasies. That's why the enemy makes you stay before that crystal ball. That little thing called the television makes you pierce your eyes into that. Because that's where you get all your realities from. It's not from the Torah of Yah. The people of Israel, the realities are from the Torah. Our realities are based upon Torah. Our realities of truth are based upon Torah and what Torah teaches. There is no truth but what Torah teaches us. No other truth, not whatsoever. And when a man begins to walk in his own delight and his own Torah, he exalts himself above Yah. above Yahweh. That is why Shatan said the day you defy him, the way you choose your own choosing, and you pick what you want, you will become as gods. That's what you will be. And so that is one thing that is expressed tremendously in these four houses, is it not? You do what you want to the Elias. Yah gives Israel a Torah. I want to show you who we are and our identity. And the reason I must show us our composition is to show us that these liars of hell, that this doctrine that says that once one goes to hell, even Shatan, he's going to be burned up and there is nothing left. But that is not what Scripture teaches. And I will show you with line upon line from the book. Scripture says in Tehillim, I want you to understand as David here in Tehillim 22 verse 2, as he cries out unto Yahweh because it seemed as though Yah was far from him. And when he cries unto Yah, he identifies what he is. He said to Yahweh, I know you're mighty and I know you're great, but I want you to know what I am and who I am. It says in Tehillim Psalms 22:2, David declares, O Yahweh, my Abba, I cried in the daytime, but you heard me not. In the night season, he said, I find no rest, no shalom. There's nothing to comfort me at all. He said, but first of all, I know that you are Kadosh. I know you're pure. You are perfect. You are the Most High One. You are the separate one. You are the set apart one. Oh, you that inhabit the Tehillah, or the praises of Israel. That is what Yah inhabits. He loves the praises of Israel. That is why the enemy fights against you not to praise him. That's why he fights against you to be so staunch and so conservative. I want to be liberal when it comes to praising Yah. He inhabits the praises of his people. He said, our Avad trusted in Yahweh. He cries unto Yah in the midst of his disgust, his great trial. He said, they trusted in you. They trusted. And you did deliver them. He said, for the Torah, the scroll teach me that. You brought them out when they cried out. And you delivered them by your mighty hand. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not confounded. They were not ashamed. And he expressed unto Yah, I know you're mighty. I know you're the excellent one. But I want you to understand who I am. And I want you to understand this, brothers and sisters. I want you to keep this word in your mind. He said, but I am a tola. I'm a worm. Tola. Tola. I am a maggot. That's what he says. But I am a worm. And no man, no ish. I am a man of reproach to men of men, and I'm despised of the people. He declares in the ominous presence of Yahweh, in the mighty power of the presence of Yah. He says, I know you, Yah, and what you're able to do. And even though I cry, I am nothing but a maggot, a worm. Tola. I am nothing but a tola. That's what I am. Now, I want you to keep this fresh in your mind, this word worm, all right? Because I want to show you something. He said, that's what I am. I am a worm. Well, Yahweh will never ascribe that to his people as being maggots, worms. There's nothing like a brood of maggots, stench, is it? But that's what David is. He said, I am nothing but a tolah. I am a worm. That is what I am. And the reason I want to establish the beginning of this hell's truth and what we are, to show us in the book, in the midst of the terror of hell, you're not going to be consumed away. For there is life in the body. For Yah declares it. He said, I am but a worm and there is nothing to me. People despise me. I'm a maggot. I'm nothing but a grub. This generation has esteemed itself mightily, hasn't it? It doesn't think of itself to this degree. But that's all we are. We're maggots. We're worms. Look at the expression of Job in the midst of all of his affliction. And these afflictions of Job, it was a trial of the test of the grave. And the grave Sheol, a precursor or a metaphor of hell. A separation, no thought in one's mind of Yah, no association with Yah, no even conscious of Yah at all. And as Eob wrestled with this great magnitude of oppression and suppression upon him, he declared even in the midst of all of that, what he was. That we, the very powerful man of Yah, was he not? He was the apple of Yah's eye and declares, I am nothing but a grub. I am a maggot. I am a tolah. That's what I am. Eob with the same breath of the Ruah cries, as Bildad declares unto him. Eob, Job 25:4. As Eob had declared that the wicked get away, but the wicked don't get away. As he had retorted to his emotions, it seemed as though that the wicked blossom, and there is no mishpatim. Brothers and sisters, Yah makes himself known to you by his mishpatim. He wants you to know that he's directing your life. He wants you to know that your hand is in the master's hand. He wants you to know that your steps of your feet are ordered by him. He wants you to know that. And when you get out of step, like in the military, they put you right back in step. And he doesn't want you to get out of line of the path where he has ordained for you. Because that path leads unto his presence. It leads unto life eternal. It doesn't lead to a separate life of Yahweh, but it leads to the presence of our Abba. If he doesn't correct you or judge you, you're bastards. Joah told a Yah for his mishpatim. I bless him when he judged me. I told a Yah when I get out of line, when I stand before him and acknowledge that I'm a filthy piece of nothing. I'm worthless. Why does he marvel at something that is just worth nothing? That is what Dawid was trying to say. I cry to you, you don't hear me in the night, there's no pleasant rest. He said, but I know who you are, and I know you answer, and I know you deliver your people. I know that that's not the issue, but I want you to know that I'm nothing. I'm nothing but a maggot. I am a tolah. I am a worm. I am a grub. I'm nothing here. But that doesn't discount your power, your ability to deliver us and to bring the true mishpatim upon me. I want that, Yah. Show me my sins, my corruption. I'll transgress your Torah. I'll defile the Torah of life that is in me, that I might walk circumspectly before you. To show me, Yah, great affliction that he was enduring. And so was Eob. And so the profound utterance of Bildad answers Eob in Eob 25:4. He says, Eob, how then can man be justified with Yahweh? Or how can he be clean that is born of a Isha, a woman? How can one be justified before Yah? It is Yah that justifies us. Do you all hear me? You cannot justify yourself. Eob could not justify himself no more than Dawid. Only Yahweh justifies us. And we have been justified in the power of his Emet, his truth, Yahshua. And I bless him for that. There's nothing I can add. Only thing I must do is do and take the path that the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah, directs me. He says, behold, even the moon shines not before Yah. Even unto Yah, even though we see the beauty of the moon, even to Yah it doesn't shine. For what is the brightness of the moon compared to the brightness of Yahweh? Tell me, my brothers and sisters. He said, even the moon doesn't shine before him. Yes, the stars are not pure in his sight. Not even that. For what can be compared to Yah? There's only one thing, my brothers and sisters. There is the pure word of Yah, the Torah. You're sure it was not robbery for him to be equal with Yah. You're not going to reject the Torah and say that you're justified before Yah. That is what justifies the power of his Torah, what he has put in Israel. You can listen to these pimps all you want to. They pimp you. That's what a pimp does. They put a whore out on the street and say, bring me money. And so they put you out and beg and work two jobs. You defile the Torah of Yah. You work on the Shabbat. You have disdain for the Moedims of Yah. And you do all of that. And you rob Yah. And you do wickedly. And they pimp you for one thing, for money. Bring your $69.95 offering. And get the blessings of June 6th, June the 9th. So these schemes, they conjure up from hell. To pimp you. To turn you to the greater spirit of idolatry. These are idolatrous prophets. They cause men to worship flesh. The creature more than the creator. Brothers and sisters, I declare you the counsel of Yah today. Hallelujah. I will not stand here perspiring the way I'm doing just to have some little frivolous meeting. Just to say there are people here. To hell with that. We're battling for our eternal existence. Our souls, our beings are in a battle to stand in the presence of Yah. And the enemy is doing all he can to turn you away from Torah. There is no way but the Torah way. The Torah of Yah leads us to the path that He has ordained. The path that advises us where His counsel is. Where there are multitudes of counselors. As we heard during Tabernacle, the Ruach Shimza Yah, the counsel of wisdom is there. The counsel of knowledge is there. The Ruach counsel is there. The Ruach, the fear of the Yah is there. The Hakadash Ruach. We must be on the pathway of Shadika that leads unto the eternal bosom of Yahweh. We're not going there walking in these pimpified ways, these ways of lust and greed. Yah never promised you the things that these damnable dogs that have been conjured up out of the belly of hell to deceive men. And then they become covetous and greedy, lustful men, men of great lust, and they hold the Torah of Yah in unrighteousness. They hold the truth of Yah. What is the truth of Torah? Everything must go back to the Torah. Torah is defined, or truth is defined by what the book says, is not defined by what Webster says, is not defined by a theological mind, is not defined by the philosophy of mind, but is defined by what Torah, what the scroll implies that it is. I barak him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, even the stars are not pure in His sight. I looked up at the stars one night, it was bright, and tonight would be one of those nights in the southeast here where you can see the stars. And I looked to see the little dipper and the big dipper. I say, my, what a bright shining thing. Hallelujah. There's some spots, there's certain spots in the sun that gets up to 100 million degrees Fahrenheit. I can't even comprehend that. I cannot. I tell you what, if you can't comprehend that, just turn the plate up until it reaches 300 degrees Fahrenheit and lay your hand up there. And yet to Yah, it doesn't even shine with any brightness. Hallelujah. He is awesome. He is wonderful. My, this right here is enough to keep me driving home. Hallelujah. Bildad reports unto Eob. He say, how less you, Eob, man. That is a what? He's a Tolah. Tolah, he's a worm. That's what man is, a worm. And the son of Ben Adam, which is what? He said, that's what you are, you're a worm. That's what we are, we're worms, we're maggots. Tolah, we're maggots. I want to express that because I want to show us something in Scripture, brothers and sisters. You must understand that's what we are, we're worms. There's nothing so fine about us. We're worms. That's what we are. The skin worm shall consume you. This old stuff we call flesh. But that's what we are, we're worms. Well, I don't believe that Yah will call us, that Yah has called us that. He has called us that. Bildad spoke with the Ruah of the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. These were elderly men, they were men of renown, they were men of Scripture, Torah understanding. These men had walked the Torah. Eob was a man of profound dedication to Torah. He made the offerings and the sacrifices for his sons and daughters, whether they sin or not. And that's why Yah enriched the man. He blessed him richly and greatly. These dogs of hell will not tell you that. That he obeyed implicitly what Torah taught. And the covenant of Yah with Israel. And that is what Eob is. The very trials, the afflictions of Israel. The very arduous test they must endure. And yet at the end of the conclusion of the whole matter, they shall see their Abba. I'm living to see the face of Yahshua. The bright power of the living Torah. The word of Yahweh. That's what he represents. Now what these dogs, these greedy children of hell, try to rob and steal from Yahweh. And they try to make him out something that he is not, but that's what he is. He said, but even man, what is man? But I bless Yah that he is mindful of man. I told Yah that man, his children, is in his thoughts every day. Hallelujah. Even though he's not in our thoughts, he is mindful of us. He is always mindful. That's why he judges and lets you know, you see, I'm keeping you right. I'm keeping you straight, daughter. I'm keeping you straight, son. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't turn away from me. Don't forget my Torah. Don't forget my Yahshua. Don't forget my Yahshua. That's why he judges every day. That's why when your thoughts get away, then He brings you back. He brings judgment and condemnation. And you look to see who has seen the thoughts of your mind. When you do things out of the will of Yah, that's why He brings shame upon you. To show you how wrong you are and how disgusting that is unto Him. But yet He has not forsaken Israel. He did not leave our forefathers. He brought them through the very turbulent trials of the Red Sea. He brought them out into a place whereby they could worship Him and bless Him with the power of His Torah. He delivered unto them by the bit Adam, the son of man, Moshe, that He delivered unto them a profound utterance from Hashemayim, the power of His Torah, to give them assurance that He was with them, that He shall guide them, and the heathen shall know that Yah stands by Israel. We cannot walk like these heathens. You can't live like them. You can't dress like them. You can't talk like them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must walk in the light of truth. We must walk in that truth. So what is man? What is man? He is nothing but a worm. And that's all we are, brothers and sisters. We're nothing but worms. We are nothing but a worm. Scripture says here, I want you to hear this. It's in Yeshaya, Isaiah 14 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me begin in Yeshaya 41. That's where I want to begin. Yahweh, He cares for Israel. He has always, and He will. And He will define who we are, as He does here in Yeshaya. He tells us in Yeshaya 41, verse 8. Is this Yah talking here? Sure it is. He said, but you, Israel, are my servant, my Eve. You're my servant. Yaakov, whom I have chosen. Did Yahweh choose Yaakov? Did Yahweh choose Yaakov? He said, I've chosen you. He said, the seed of Abraham, my friend, my Ahav, my close one, my friend, my special one. He said, I've chosen you. Because Abraham is my friend, I've chosen you, Israel, I've chosen you, Yaakov. This is Yah speaking unto Israel. Hallelujah. He said, I've chosen you. I have elected you. I have called you to be my seed, O Israel. I want to drop down to verse 10. Forget verse 9. And even though you are encountered by fear, Yah says, I want you to have a strong confidence in me. Yeah? He says in verse 10, fear you not. For I'm with you. Do not fear what the enemy can do to you. Don't fear him as Yahshua command him that can destroy your body and kill you. He said, but you better hear Ra, you better fear him that can destroy your body, your being, your entire substance, and cast the body into the eternal hell fire. That's who you fear. That's who you fear. He said, fear not. He said, don't be discomforted, don't be dismayed. He said, for I am Yahweh your Abba. I want you to know that. That's why I bring Mishpatim upon you. I want to judge you. That you will know that I am Yahweh. I am your Abba. Don't fear what man can do. Don't fear the consequences that you may endure. Don't fear what man will do unto you when you begin to declare the Torah truth of Yah. For they will separate from you. They will despise you. They will think you're a lunatic. He said, don't fear that. Yah says, I will strengthen you. Torah Yah. Strengthen Israel, Yahweh. He said, I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you, Israel. For our help, our strength comes from Yah Almighty. He said, yes, I want to declare this. I will help you, Israel. Emphatically, yes. I will uphold you with my right hand. Yahshua will be your strength. Is not Yahshua the strength of our assurance in Yahweh? He said, I will uphold you with my right hand. Yahshua is what holds us up today. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahshua is what holds me up. Hallelujah. He said, I will uphold you with my right hand. He said, with the right hand of my Tzedekah. And Yahshua, Yahweh, Tzedekah, His righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting, isn't it? And His Torah is the truth. And Yahshua is the everlasting righteousness of Yah. Because He is the Torah of Yah. He is the power, the living Torah of your mighty Yahweh. He said, I will uphold you with my Torah. You will not be... He said, I will not, you will not go down, but you will be strengthened I will be your strength. I will be your assurance. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, hallelujah, in verse 13. I'm doing this for expedience of time because I want to finish this today. He said, for I, Yahweh, your Abba, I am your Abba, I am your, I'm the one that keeps you close to my bosom. He said, I will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Not maybe, brothers and sisters. He said, I will help you. Then he says unto Yaakov, look at what he says. Israel shall prevail. That's why he said that you shall be called Israel. For you shall prevail against the enemy. You shall prevail against Esau, the Ruah of this world that has no birthright. And that's what a bastard is. All Esau's have no birthright. We have our birthright in Yahshua HaMashiach. That's where the birthrights of Israel lies, in Yahshua. We have the right to walk in Yah's truth. We have the right to live in Yahshua. We have the right to prosper and to be blessed of Yahweh. That is the right. Not some damnable America constitutional rights. Our rights far exceeds the rights of this damnable doctrine we call the Constitution. As long as I'm right with Him, that's all that matters. We have been made righteous. We are saved by the unmerited favor and the choosing of Yah. And it's not of ourselves, but by Emunah, by faith. I believe it. I don't have nothing. I don't have a pot to urinate in or window to throw it out in. But I believe that I'm saved. I'm saved. This day, I declare the Yoshak, the salvation of my Abba. I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, Abraham is my Abba, my friend. He says here in verse 14, chapter 41, he says, fear not. I'll remind you who Yah, you worm. You too law. Is that Yah talking? He said, fear not, you worm, Yaakov, and you men of Israel, I will help you, says Yah. And your Redeemer, Yahshua, and the Kadosh One of Israel. He speaks to Yaakov, Israel, he said, fear not. You're worms. We're tola, we're worms, we're maggots, we're grubs. Maggots crawl on each other to get to the last bit of stench, don't they? And that's what this wicked flesh will do. It will crawl over. It will eat the most putrefied, damnable trash. But when it comes to the pure word of Yah, it doesn't like that. It will eat every kind of damnable, wicked, untruthful things. But when it comes to the things of truth, it will not. You throw down the most vilest of things, the maggots will cover it. That's where the flies, these unclean things that Yah sent into Mizraim, and every plague He calls in Mizraim, they have a metaphor and a connotation of the unclean spirit of man. Of the unclean spirits, they were truly more unclean, or the identity of Israel, than it was Mizraim. He was showing them what He was cleaning out of them before He brought them out into an open place to worship Him. And He said the flies, didn't He? And they laid the maggots to show them they were nothing but maggots and flies. And the maggots laid the babies, and there's nothing more irritable than flies. And those that they were not as clean as others, the flies consumed them. And the maggots burst in them. And we unclean, the maggots would burst in us. The unclean doctrines and unclean ways and the unclean actions. Yahshua comes. He came to cleanse us, to purge us and to wash us from all filthiness and unrighteousness. That's what He came to do. We have been washed in the dam, the blood of Yahshua, the living water, the fountain of life that flowed from the belly of Yahweh. I don't take nothing back. Hallelujah. I wish some of the dogs would listen to this. The Benny dog pimping henchman child of hell. The creeping thief crept low, the dollar bill dog. That's what they are. Children of hell.
the punkish T.D. Jakes, effeminate Bishop, Long, and all of them. That's what they are. And I'm not cowardice that I'm afraid of men. I will make known these children of hell that you, Israel, will not even be intrigued by them. Their words will not even find place in your love. These dogs, these Jezebels, like this Juanita Bynum and the effeminate husband man she has. Their backs are weak. They do not have the strength of Yah. And the tens of thousands follow them and send them off, and they're not following Yah. They don't know Yahshua. They know their Christo. And their Christ, their Baals. And their Christo is, they're all different. These grinning snakes like the old stings, they're children of hell. They're liars and they're deceivers. They're taking them down to hell by the masses. Well, I don't tell people this sin. It ain't for me to judge. I judge every man because I have the Ruah of Yah. I judge a hidden matter my left. Well, if a matter is a Buddhist, is he going into the kingdom? Well, it's not for me to judge. I leave that in the God's hands. You child of hell. They make the way broad for every kind of foul one to enter in. But this way of Yah, it is a precise way. It's a Torah way. It's not a damnable Christianity way. It's not an Islam way. It's not a Judaism way. But it is a Torah way. And the life of the Torah is Yahshua. It is the power and life of Torah in Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. It is no other way. That's why they're thieves. Was Satan a thief? And if you come any other way, then you're a thief and you're a liar. They're trying to come by Christendom. It's not going to work. They're trying to come by their own faiths, but it's not going to work. They're trying to come by their own philosophies, but it's not going to work. They're trying to come by their own traditions, but it's not going to work. They're thieves. They're liars. They're of their father, the devil, Shaitan. That's who they've been birthed by. They are by him. And the seed that they sow, they're on scripture because it's not based on the foundational principles of Torah. It's from hell. And it is right. Hallelujah. You come in the other way, you're a thief. You're a robber. And you're a liar. He was a thief and a liar from the beginning because he did not walk in the Torah. Don't fear Yaakov, you worm. Told the Yah, if I identify me as a worm. If you identify Yaakov as a worm, what are you? You're a worm. Hallelujah. You're maggots. Oh, that's what we are. We're maggots. We're polha, tolha. We're maggots. That's why we are maggots. Maggot. And yet he said, I ask you, I will help you. A maggot? I'll stomp a maggot. You see a big pile of maggots, you head for the spray. There is no conscience of feeling for that thing. I say that again. There's no conscience of, you go and someone see a big pile of maggots or something, you head in, get the spray. You don't want one of them to get away. And you spray them things with disgust. You spray the things like, I want to get out of that, you felt that thing. You don't even want to touch that thing. And even after you scoop it up and throw it out, you wash your hands. You really will wash your hands after that one. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. From all filthiness of the flesh of the Ruah, we are nothing but worms. And I'm glad that Yah identifies me as a worm. So that I can know what is the end of a worm. Do you understand that? We stomp out worms. Without even conscience. Children from birth, they'll stomp out a worm. Sure they will. And a maggot, what is more disgusting than a maggot? And Yah says to the Tola, the maggots, I will help you. I am not helping a maggot. I am going to eradicate a maggot. That's what I'm going to do. But he says to the maggot, the grub, I will help you. That's all right. And he is going to help Israel. We're maggots. He's going to help us. I berock him for that. Hallelujah. He's going to help us. He's going to help Israel. And he's going to strengthen us. Now I want us to go back to the first chapter, first verse of Yeshua. This is a metaphor of the powers that be of Shaitan. It says here, and In Yeshaya 40, verse 1, this is Babylon. And the monarch of Babylon, this power full of pride. Is not this nation full of pride? Is not our pompous leader, Mr. Bush, an arrogant booger eater? Pride. This serpent of hell, Mr. Clinton, yesterday, other day, declares, I dare you to think like that. These are children of hell. They are corruptors of men. And men lay down their lives for them. They lay down integrity for these children of hell. Their birth, they're raised up by Yah. He has put into their hearts what to do to the nations. He put it in the Mr. Bush heart to rise up against Iraq. He put it in Mr. Clinton's heart because Mr. Clinton was an adulterous, wicked man. And a man that committed adultery with the woman he loves, his own soul. Come on here, Yisrael. He wants her. He hates his own soul. When a man hates himself, how can he love me? And the dogs believe that Clinton loves him. And this Mr. Booger eating Bush, he's nothing but a liar. He's a deceiver. He lied to a nation, said that Mr. Saddam, no weapons of mass destruction. The terrorists, nine of the terrorists or 13 of them came from Saudi Arabia. Go bomb the hell out of Saudi Arabia. But you can't do that. Money ties and wealth of the Saudis money. They must borrow money from the Saudis. They must borrow it from China, Japan. Or if it wasn't, this wicked cauldron of hell would fall tomorrow. Let it fall, y'all. Take the value of a dollar that it means nothing. Give them nothing to hope in. I'm going to hope in Yahshua. For my hope is in Yahshua and nothing else. Bring down this whore, America. Bring down this whore, Yahweh. Were you going to suffer? Well, he gives me assurance. He said, I helped, didn't he? Many other afflictions are the Sadiq. But Yah says, I'll deliver you out of them all. Worm. The afflictions will come. Worm. But I deliver you. The pains will rise up. Worm. But I shall help you. There shall be stressful days and battles. Worm. But I will hear you. That's all right by me. I want to put him to the test. I want to see if it's really true. Oh, I trust it, Yah. But what a great day shall be. That we that are justified by Yahshua shall live by your emunah faith. Not in what we see, but what we know is the truth. Hallelujah. That's what he's trying to prepare us for. Not for these damnable pagan days that are coming up, the gluttonous feast days of the wicked. Don't even participate in their chitlin struts and their damnable eating of greed and gluttonous pagan worship. Begins this week, next week. Sure it does with the hello. These whole houses celebrate that now. They bring them in and celebrate as wicked as hell to submit to that. Hallelujah. I want the people to hear this. Hallelujah. We're not on the radio just for popularity. I intend for every fiber. When I stand here, I intend to pour out everything to empty what Yah has put in me. And that is the truth. Hold nothing back. Wear me out, Yah, until there is no energy left when I finish. And the very Ruah of Babel is expressed here. For it is the headquarter of Shaitan, and it is the headquarter of Shaitan. And this is what Yeshua expressed unto us. The destruction of Babel and the death of this proud system of the monarch. And that's what America is. It's a proud system of democracy, isn't it? It's a demology. It's a demon-controlled economy. Well, how can you say that, Pastor Roberts? No. How do you say that, Dave Roberts? Can I ask you a question? Will you answer it honestly with all purity of heart? The scripture speaks unto us and tell us, for the love of money is the root of some evil or all evil. Does America love money? Do the preachers love money today? Do the parishioners in these whorehouses love money? And when you have that, you have an evil that is so repulsive, so foul, so insidious, that their minds cannot comprehend the power of their wickedness and their criminal activity. And so they base their democracy upon the capitalism, free market, to have all you want, to be what you want. Well, there's only one thing I want to be. And that's a son of Yah, a son of Israel. I want to be like Yahshua. I want to be like his Yoshak. I don't want to be rich with deceitfulness of the riches of this world. I don't want the lust to enter in, because it chokes out the word of Yah, and we become unfruitful. Well, what is the word? It says Torah. It says Torah. It's not the damnable apostolic perversion. It's not the vile, wicked Baptist lies. It's not the Pentecostal, the apostolic lies or traditions. It is his Torah. It is his Torah. It is Yahshua. That is the word of Yah. And Yahshua preached from the Torah, from the Nabi, from Tehillim, from the wisdom of Yah. He preached from the history to show Israel. Now you see what Yah did here? Now he's brought you right here to make alive his truth. And I am that. And I'm not afraid to tell you that, Pharisees. I will tell you something, you children of hell. If you were of the seed of Abraham, you would know who I am. Because I did not come from some bastard birth as you think I have. You see, that's what they thought. He said, I know my Abba because he is Yahweh. I'm not some bastard. I know my begatting because I have no end. And I have no begatting because I'm the bosom, the love of Yah. I'm the integrity of Yah. And I stand before you to tell you, you're children of hell. You're children of Satan. You are your daddy, the devil. You're not of the seed of Abraham. Now what you want to do? And they sought to kill him. Hallelujah. Hell's truth is what I declare to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeshaya chapter 14 verse 1. For Yahweh will have mercy on Yaakov. I like that. Israel, he's going to have mercy on Israel. And will yet choose Israel. We look like a dysfunctional group of misfits, don't we? Heads twisted, fruity as a Jane Parker fruitcake. And Yah says to us, he said, yeah, I'm going to choose Israel. Well, how do I know Israel? Because he has sealed you. He has put something in your leg, Israel. He has written his Torah. You don't reject his Torah. He has put his Torah in you. He has given you Yahshua. Hallelujah. And he has given you the witness. Let every word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. He said, I declare it. And Yeshua has come to define that truth and to make it known. And the Ruah of the power that makes alive that truth, it dwells in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I will yet choose Israel. He said, I'm going to set them in their own land. And the stranger shall be joined with them. And they shall cleave to the bayah, the house of Yaakov. They're going to cleave to the blessed place of Israel, the house of Yaakov, where the overcoming power of Yah rests, where the prevailing fruit of Yahweh is, and the prevailing power and the fruit of Yah is in Yahshua. They're not going to come out of David Roberts, but they're in David Roberts because of the witness of Yahshua, the truth, by the living Ruah, the living spirit of Yah. Well, how do I know his spirit is alive in me? Because the word of Yahweh, my left, bear witness that when the breath of Yah breathed upon me, or when the ruah of his breath breathed upon the words in my left, it caused it to come alive. It caused me to know my tikva, my hope is assured. It caused me to know that I can have confidence in Yah, even though I'm a worm. I'm nothing but a worm. That's all I am. My whole constitution exists because I'm nothing but a pile of maggots. That's all I am. What do I have to boast in? I make my boast in Yahshua. I'm a son of Yah. I have nothing. My total wealth is probably worth $1,000, $1,500. That ain't much, is it? But I rejoice in that. Hallelujah. As the old Kedushim would say, I have nothing to hold me back. I have no riches in this land to prevent the coming of my Abba, when he says, precious in my sight is the death of my manservant. I have nothing to hold me back. Nothing. I'm ready. And Shaul says, not only am I ready, but I'm willing. Sure I am. No fear of the life to come. For I tell you, you're going to die. And that's the truth. No ifs, ands, and buts about that. no reprieval. You're going to die. And after death, the mishpatim of Yah, His judgment, to judge every one of us according to the works. Works of what? Works of tzedakah, of righteousness. Works of Torah that have been done in these bodies. Hallelujah. He says, and the stranger shall be joined unto the bite of Yaakov. Verse 3. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall give you rest from sorrow. That's all right. Rest from all sorrow. That we said, for the sorrow of hell compass me about. He said, I'm going to give you rest from the encamping of sorrow. And from your fear. And from the hard bondage wherein you were made to serve. And this is a bondage in this life. Man trying to ink out a living. This is hard. I was talking to Brother James yesterday. I said, you know, brother, it's a damnable shame. These Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, all of them, they're dogs. The taxation of a man is just relentless. They're talking about a 5% surcharge on a man that makes over $150,000 a year. Can I tell you? If you make $100,000 a year, the taxes take half of that. State, federal taxes. And then the local taxes and the taxes on goods and perishable items, they take another third. So a man literally has about $35,000. And the devaluation of the dollar does it, it's not value as a bushel of peanuts. It has no value. And so it's a hard bondage, trying to eat, trying to live, trying to maintain a roof. That's hard bondage. Yah never intended you, Yisrael, to be in that bondage. Never. He said that you shall take up this Mishli, this proverb against the king of Babel, and say, how has the oppressor ceased? Your kingdom is coming down, Shotan. He said that golden city ceased. Is not the golden cities of the world here in America? The New Yorks, the Chicagos, the San Frans, the faggot paradise, the Atlantis, the paradise of darkness and hell. Your city, your golden city has ceased. Yahweh has broken off the staff of the wicked and the scepter of their ruler. The kingdom power is coming down. They rule your mind by their staff, their laws, and their bylaws and their instructions. Don't forget, we're nothing but a worm now. So you can root out a worm, can you not? And that's what the world does. We're worms. He who smote or beat the people, beat Israel in wrath with this overflowing excess of wrath or anger. He said, with a continuous stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger. There's only one that rules the nations. That did not say nation, did it? Come on here, people of Yah. Does it say that rule the nations or the nation? So nations mean what? Does that mean just America? Does it mean America, China, and Russia? Does it mean Spain? Does it mean Germany? Does it mean Uganda, Nigeria, Kenya? Does it mean Japan? It means just what it says. And Shotan is the God, G-O-D, and all gods are damn dogs, G-O-D. He is the God of this world. And this metaphoric, or this picture of Babel, this oppressive monarchic power, this rule of suppression and oppression, and the governments of the world suppresses the people. They're trying to root out Israel. Isn't that what Pharaoh did when he tried to find Yahshua? Isn't that what he did? To kill all the firstborns? Are we not the firstborns? So you think that Shatan's plan has changed? We are ignorant people, are we not? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yah says this, that I will give you raha, pastors, after my heart. And they shall feed you with knowledge and with understanding. It's either he told a flat out lie or he told the truth. There must be men and not some Jezebel women. They call themselves bishops and prophets. They are dogs from hell. They are the spirit of harlotry. They are whores. Because no daughter of Zion, no true Isha, will call herself or elevate herself to that level. He gave gifts unto men. gave gifts unto men. And Yahshua, did he come dressed like a woman or like a man? So he knew what a man was, did he not? Hallelujah. I don't care if folks get upset with me. I like to make the devil mad. Hallelujah. I'm a warrior. Not I am. I'm a warrior. I fight to the death. I have the sword of the Ruah, which is the Torah of Yah, and I fight. I don't leave nothing when I'm finished. So when I'm finished, there's nothing left there. He's dead. That's all right. But I will give it all for the cause. For the cause is greater than me and is greater than you. Why? You know why? Because we're worms. Yah said, I will help you. He said that rule the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinder. The whole earth is at rest. His millennium, his reign of Shalom, and is quiet. They break forth in singing. Yes, the fig tree, the fir tree, the true tribes of Israel, the true elect seed, rejoice at you. And the cedars of Lebanon say, since you were cut down, no wood cutters or no fellers is come up against us. Since the kingdom of hell has been thrown down, there's no one that comes to try to destroy us. We got to cast down this kingdom of darkness from our minds. We got to destroy this spirit of Babel, one that confuses us. The Ruah of Yah will lead us into some of the truth. All truth, what is truth? We must go back to what Torah teaches. The Torah is the truth. That's not the Ruah of this damn trash. It's foaming at your mouth. That's not the Ruah of Yah. You're shaking like some drunken fool. Oh, I believe the Ruah will cause you to dance and sing. I believe that. I'm not that silly not to believe that. I do believe that the Ruah will make us speak in the language of Yah, but not this foolish gesturing and uttering in these whole houses today. And when the Ruah of Yah comes, the Ruah HaKodesh, it will lead and guide you into whole, all, the whole, every bit, every ounce of truth. What is truth? We must always answer that question. What is truth? Your Torah. Your Torah. There's nothing else in the book that teaches us what truth is, but what the Torah says. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. It will lead us into all Torah. Because the Torah is in our lap. That's been written there. And it will lead us into the scroll of the Torah that's in us. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. It says this, verse 9. Sheol, hell, from beneath, is moved to meet you at your coming. It stir up, now this is what it says, the hell, right? It stirs up the dead for you. Even the ruling ones of the earth, the kings. You know, Mr. Reagan is dead. Nikita Khrushchev is dead. Mr. Bush gonna die. And he also says, when the casting down of this vile thing of hell, Shota, even hell itself is going to be aroused at your coming. He said, the ruling ones of the earth, it has raised up their thrones, all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say to you, are you also become weak as we? Are you Shotan has become like us? That's what the nations will say. They're going to say that to this Babel, this whore here. You become like a third world nation. You've come like a Cuba. You oppressed Mr. Castro. And yet you barter and trade with the communist most horrific power in the world, China. They're shipping their products, killing your children, blinding your children, poisoning your children. Because you're in their pocket, you borrow $1 billion a day from them. There's nothing you can say, you Jezebel, Babel, America. And yet a little nation like Mr. Castro, little poor brown-skinned folks you oppress, you drive them away.
You will not even sell them corn unless they got cash. You will not even let them barter with this nation. When the poor people there in Haiti, in your hemisphere, and you talk about justice, you are Jezebel, America, and you're going to be brought down like a Haiti. Your babies are going to rot in the street. You mamas are going to boil your babies. You daddies are going to stew them for food for your bellies. This is a hell call from here. America is the birth of hell. She's the birth of hell. That's why anything that one chooses is right. So you choose your own way. Thank God, there's only one way, one way to Yah. Thank God, there's one way, one way to Yah. Thank Yah, there's one way, one way to Yah. Through Yah, you are the Lamb. No other way. When a man is in Yahshua, he is filled with a Ruah, for he's truly in him. Yah cannot go back on his word. So you Jezebel America, you Shaitan, seed of Shaitan, you nation that has been raised up by Shaitan, only one nation that Yah raised up for his honor, and that is Israel. And he's going to return Israel back to Israel. That's only one nation. This is a nation that's raised up by the course of hell. For she is the cauldron of every darkness. She is the mother of prostitution. She is the mother of every kind of religion. She is the mother of harlotry. And every unclean bird lives in this nation. Every doctrine flies. Every religion flies. There's only one truth. And that is the Torah of Almighty Yah. He says in verse 11, your pomp, your pride is brought down to the grave, to Sheol. Is not this nation full of pride? They're proud of their children in Amy Jane school. They're proud of their son in this parochial school. You see them with signs on their cars. They're full of their hubris. Pride because of where they live. They're full of pride because they make 30,000. The husband make 40,000. They're proud because their children dress in the high fashions of hell by some faggot dog designer. They're full of pride because they drive a certain model of car and in debt up to their gazuba. It's a nation of pride. Yah says, and this is the nature of Shaitan. Did not his pride lift him up? Did not his beauty? He said, I'm going to sit above the throne of Yah. I'm going to make my throne in the side of the north of the mountain of Yah. He always said, you fool, you're going to be brought down to hell, to the pit of hell. That's what this nation says. We are gods. We have the power to declare the coming of Yahshua, or quote their Christ, unquote. Yah says, that's in my hand. They said, to hell with you. It is in our hands. These perverters, the twisters of doctrines, say we're going to restore Israel like hell. Only Yahweh is going to restore Israel. These false liars and false prophets can go to that little piece of script they call Israel. But they're deceived children of hell. They're workers of darkness. They're conjurers. They're soothsayers of hell. They're men of magicians just out of the house of Pharisees, out of Mizraim. They are not the Nabi, the sent ones of Almighty Yah. For the sent ones of Yah will always declare what thing in Israel, it would declare the magnitude of her sins, her wickedness, her defiance of Torah, and how she has turned and forgotten Yah. So these perverters over there that declare that they are the seed of Israel, they're liars. And the ones that say they're going to restore Israel, they're liars. That is in the hand of the Most High. He has not left that to you, man. Worm. He's left that in his own power. And he shall restore Israel. I like him doing it. Because when he does it, it's right. I don't want to mess with that. I leave that in the hands of the mighty one of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, all that see you shall say, are you have become weak like we, and I become like us? That's what they shall say. Your pomp is brought down. Look at this now, verse 11. Your pomp, your pride is brought down to the grave, Sheol. And the noise of your string instruments, your singing, your pomposity, your arrogance, your dancing, your football games. The stadiums are filled today, are they not? Your college arenas, your arenas of gladiators. Do they not play the instruments there? Do they not all have bands? Do they not all have bands and they blow on their shofars and their instruments? Do they not all play? And afterwards, do they not go on their string instruments and they drink the spirits of reveling? Do they not do that? That's the Ruah, the spirit of Babel. He said, your string instruments. He said, the worms, the Rimah. Now, this is a different indication here, because this Rimah means more than just a maggot. It means the piles of maggots. It is just an abhorrent pile. It's more than just a worm. But he said that the worm, the Rimah, is spread under you, the worms, and the worms cover you. Now, that's what he says to Babel. That's what he says to the king. That's what he says to those that think that they are high, they're nothing but worms. To those that think that they have the necessities of this life, they're nothing but worms. He said, all hell is awakened for you, sharp hound. And the worms are spread under you. The tolor, the rimah, they're spread under you. Because in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. The hell's truth. When a man goes into hell, the criminal, the wicked one, it is not that he's burned up and forgotten. I want to begin the truth of that doctrine. There are those that says it's not so. That say you burn up. Then let us live like hell then. No, used to live according to Torah. Let us live like hell. What difference does it make? Once you're dead and forgotten, you don't know anything. What difference does it make? Live like hell. They're deceivers. And they're children of hell. Because that's where they're destined to go. They're going to hell. He says in verse 12, for how you fallen from the Hashemayim, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How you cut down to the ground? You did weaken the nations? Is that why the nations are weak? Sure it is. Answer me, people. Is that why the nations are weakened? Are we not a nation unto Yah? Then why are we so weak today? Because of Shaitan. You have weakened the nations, for you have said in your lev. Now what we say in our lev, the Torah speaks in us. You have said in your lev, I will ascend into the Shemayim. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yah. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. And Yahweh says to this dog, he says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Is that not what Shaitan said in the beginning? Defy Torah and you will be like the Most High. Abandon Torah, you will be like the Most High. How? Well, you will choose what is right and wrong. Did he not tell you what was right to do and what was wrong to do? Does not the Torah tell us that? Sure it does. So he says, I'm going to sin that way. And so that Ruah, this dog, is no different. Is this not the greatest nation they say that's ever been upon the face of the earth? It's a remnant of the kingdoms that were. I have messages that I want to teach. As I was talking to one of the brothers the other day, but I can't take them gingerly. I must spend amp time to show us in scripture. I must take time to study. I know what the word says, but I just can't stand before you have cock. And I don't want to do that. And there are a plethora of messages that I want to show you things in the book. The kingdoms to be, the beast kingdom. And show you the intricate workings of it. It's here in the book. But I just cannot get up here with no conscience of scripture and mutter and plod along. I will not do that. I want to be prepared. And I need the time to prepare myself. That's why I need every brother to fulfill his responsibility faithfully unto Yah. I will do it. I will do it. You sisters as well. I will ascend above the heights of Yah. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit. If they shall see you, shall ponder. They shall narrowly look upon you. They shall stare at you and say, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and that shook the kingdoms? Is this the beastly child of hell that caused the nations to tremble and the earth to shake? Is this him? And Yah says, even the worms shall cover you, and they shall be spread for Shaitan. He says to Yaakov, thou worm, Bildad, express unto Eob all your troubles. What is man but a worm? David and the great of his pomp and power and his magnificent beauty of the throne of Israel. He said, I know that you can hear me, but you don't see me, though you're far away. What am I but a worm? I'm nothing but a maggot. That's all I am. Hell's truth. He said, that's all I am. What am I? What are we? What are we? Tell me. We're nothing but a worm. Yah says, I want you to have a great witness of this. He says in Yeskel, in Ezekiel 28, the very same Ruah of Shatan, same spirit, same attribute, and same attitude. As he speaks unto the monarch or the king of Tyre, and we should hear this, having the same characteristics of Shatan, of the monarch of Babel, he speaks. Yeskel 28:17. He says, your lamp was lifted up. Was not the lamp of Shatan lifted up? Let me hear some noise. Was not the lamp of Shatan lifted up? He said, your heart has been lifted up. Have not the leaders of this nation, their hearts have been not lifted up? Look at the pomposity of Mr. Clinton. That was an adulteress in what we call the White House. Look at Mr. Bush, the arrogance and the pride of this man. Look at Mr. Reagan and his unscrupulous fashion, his wicked ways. Look at Mr. Nixon, a cheater, a thief. Yet they are of the thieves. Yet there is no honor for the truth of Yah. So we see the very nature of Shatan. We see in these kingdoms the power of Shatan and the ruling power in Babylon. Shatan, the power was the power of darkness. Shatan rules. And the very same nature of Tyre. Hallelujah. He said, your lamp was lifted up because of your beauty. This is a nation that declares that it has the most beautiful country upon the face of the earth, isn't it? We think that we're the most beautiful people. We flaunt it in our fleshly adoration. We're naked. We flaunt it in our unscrupulousness. We have no shame at all. That's this nation. That's her. Her wicked doctrines, we think that they're the most precise doctrines in the world. We look at other nations as though they're heathens. They don't know what we know. He said, you have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. They have corrupted themselves because of their houses and their cars. I'm better than you. I'm more right than you are right. I have the knowledge of Yah greater than you. Where are your homes, your cars? Where are your things? Where are your riches? And these things have deceived the people. You go to the cities, a city like Las Vegas where the lights never turn off. New York City, these cities, there's something always all the time. So the brightness have deceived them. That's the Ruah, the spirit of Shatan. He said, I will cast you to the ground. Yah said, I will cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings that they may see you. He's going to lay Shatan before the kings, Mr. Bush, Daddy Bush, Mr. Bush, Mr. Clinton, and this Jezebel, Hillary the whore, and the Barack Obama, and all of them are going to fall, for they shall see their father, Shatan, the rulers, the leaders of the world, to hell with all of them. I declare the kingdom and the rulership of Yahshua in me, the power of Yahweh. The kingdom of my Abba. To hell with the government of America. Because it has no power over me. It is the power of Torah. So what I'm asked to do in this nation, it has no bearings on me at all. For they are small things. I'm not even conscious of what is permissible or what is not. I know what is not permissible in the Torah of Yah. And that is the most valuable thing. And what is permissible. And there is nothing in the laws of America that can bind me or make me even break their laws, because the Torah law is the strength of the Sodiq, or the righteousness of Yah in me. So I obey that with fullness of love. He says, you have defiled your sanctuary, their whole houses. They're rapping in these whole houses. They're dancing. They're flaunting their buttocks. The gals, their titties are out.
The young boys, their pants are hanging off their vile nakedness. The women are coming in dressed like unfruitful whores. Tights. They're dancing. Making all kinds of dances. I believe in the dances of Yah, but not this damn trash today. They've defiled their whole houses. Every kind of whoredom is there. By the multitude of your, look what he says, by the multitude of your iniquities. What is iniquity? It is a Torah-less mindset. That's what iniquity is. It is the wickedness that is pronounced in the actions of a people that will defile the Torah of Yah, the mitzvah. How can you say you love him and keep not his mitzvah? How can you say you love Yah and you say to the mitzvah of Yah, they have no relevance to me? How can you say you love Yahweh? Listen to me. When Yah commands us above all things, he did not tell you to remember all of his works, but yet he told you to remember all of his works. To remember the testimonies of Yah. But he commands us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. Keep it kadosh. Keep it kadosh. No servile work, no laboring. No separating yourself from the tabernacle of Yah, but before him and in his presence to worship him. Do not take the name of Yah in vain. His name is not Lord. That's a damnable lie. His name is not God. No, Yah Barak Yisrael. Yah Barak. No, not the Lord bless you. No, Yah. Yah. Yahweh. His name is not Lord. The word Lord is a title. His name is magnificent. His name is excellent. His name is a beautiful name. His name is a memorial. God is not a name. For Shatan is the god of this world. And even he has a name. Oh, Lucifer. It amazes me that even Shatan has a name, Lucifer. And the one that made him has no name. Even the one that stands for Yisrael, Michael, Micah, has a name. But yet not the one that made Michael. Even the one that fights for Yisrael, Gabriel, has a name. And not the one that made him has a name. That is amazing, isn't it? And yet we all call their names, but when it comes to the Creator, when he says, don't take my name for a worthless thing, for it is an excellent name. For I shall send the power of my Torah in my name. In my name to declare my excellence. And yet his name has no power. Lies. He has a name. And it's an excellent name. And it's a name of beauty. And I will call on that name. I will call on that name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, you have defiled your sanctuary word by the multitude of your iniquities and the iniquity of your business, your traffic. Therefore, he said, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of you, and it shall devour you. Now, I'm reading this to show us something here. He says, and it will bring you to ashes. Ether. Ether. It will make you worthless. Because people will say, now this is Shatan here. And he said he's going to bring him to ashes. What he said, that there will be no remembrance of you. There will be no thought. You will have no presence among my people, among Israel. He said, you shall be ashes upon the earth and the sight of all them that behold you. And they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror, and never shall you be any more. Now that's what this king of Tyre represents. The nature of Shatan. Shatan shall be as ashes. And those that followed him receive the mark. Now that's what they will be like to Israel. They shall be will be like nothing to us. And men say that, see, this proves, I had a man to call me from Delaware. I said, not so, my friend, for scripture does not teach that. You have taken that out of miscontacts. You have missed it. Well, how can you say that, preacher? I basically began in the better side of things in the beginning when Yah began to deal with Yaakov, did I not? I want to take this to Gilead now. And I want to read this carefully. I want you to follow each word and see what it says. It says in Gilyana 20:10. Now if Shatan is consumed away forever, now answer this,
you foolish nation and people, you false doctrines of hell. It says in Julian, our Revelation, chapter 20, verse 10. It says, and the devil or Shaitan, does it say that in your text? That deceived them. He is a deceiver, is he not? That was cast into the lake of fire. Does it say lake of fire? Did not Yah say to the king of Tyre, I shall cause the fire to come from the midst of you? He said, in the lake of fire and brimstone. He says, where the beast is, do you understand that? The power of the kingdoms that rule, the kings of the earth. He said, and where the who? Is that a man? He's a pseudo prophet. He said, where they are. And shall be what? Tormented when? Day and what? Night. For how long? Forever and what? And forever and ever and ever. The false prophet is a man. He shall rise from the belly of Shaitan with the doctrines of Shaitan. And they want to say, well, Yah is not going to torment people like that. You think he's like that? That's what scripture says. That's what the word of Yah says. He says where the false prophet is, where the ruling kingdom powers are, the kings of the earth, they're all going to hell. Bush, Clinton, Theodore Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, all of them. John Quincy Adams, all of them. Buchanan, every last one of them going to hell. The Shah of Iraq, Iran, Bhutan of South Africa, both Buddhas, they're all going to hell. He said, well, the kings of the earth, there's only one way that a king can rule and the power of Yah, and that is by the strength of Torah. If a king's monarchy is not built upon Torah, he is the king of deception and lies. Yah says, I'm going to cast you down into hell. Did not he say that the worms shall be spread under you? He says, whereby you will be cast down to hell. And you shall be tormented with the false prophet. He's going to be a man. He's going to try to rise up like Elijah. With Ruah Elijah. He's going to cause fire to come down. Is that what Elijah is going to do? The prophet Elijah. I believe it's going to be Elijah and Moshe. Yeah? Because they're the only two one whereby scripture talks about in Gilead or Revelation, whereby the miracles have been performed by them. No other man, but those two, alright? And what, you know, I've intended to teach that for the longest, but there's so many things I must work on because I can't show you these things in scripture. It's there. Well, you sit around and do nothing, lies from hell. I don't say it to make myself some kind of big honcho because I'm not, I'm a worm. But when Yah grant unto me time, I studied the book. I was kind of not feeling well, I think Thursday night. I really wasn't feeling well. What night was that it raining? Thursday? We called prayer off. And so I sat there, and I sat there, and so I just simply opened the book. I don't know, for a few hours, just scripture, line upon line, because I'm an ignorant man. I don't have the intellect that you have. So I have to study the words. I don't know like some of you all know. I'm just being honest with you. So I have to study each word. I have to get a clear understanding as the Ruah instructs me in the things as I study the word. So after about three hours of studying the book, then I felt very revived. I felt life in me. I was energized. I was ready to go to bed then. Of course, I didn't get to bed until about close to 12, but I had energy. He says, Shaitan that deceived them. Did he not deceive the kings, the rulers of the nation? He shall be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, so that they debunk their lies. Yahweh, he shows us in scripture. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. He said, I'm not going to have pity on you. He's not going to pity us. I have taught on that many times. He is not. And for some reason we think he's going to have pity. Oh, I can't bear that. That's not Yah. He said, you deceive the nations. He said, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire where the beast are the ruling powers of this beast government. And that is what the beast represents. It represents the figureheads of the authorities that rule the governments of the world. He said, where the beast and the pseudo of a false prophet, that singular, isn't it? False prophet is where they are. Those two are. He says, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Now, if the body is going to be consumed away, shatan, well, the foreverness of Yah, it is without limitation. It is limitless. There's no limit on it. We're warned. Well, that's shatan. He's going to be tormented. Can I ask us a question? Is the false prophet a man? Is the anti-Messiah a man? Sure he is. Was he there in hell? Was not shatan cast in hell with him? Whereby there will be torment forever and ever. I'm going to stop there because I'm wore out. I'm going to continue this on next Shabbat. Remember now, we are but worms. And so the doctrine declares today that when man goes into the lake of fire, he is consumed away. And the ashes, there's no remembrance of him. I will show us in the book whether that statement or that doctrine is true, or it is based upon the deception of hell to draw men away from the Torah, the truth of Yah, that they can live in their own pleasures and think they can do what they want to and get by. They're not getting by. They're not. So I'm going to pick up there on next Shabbat. I'm all out, all right? May Yah barak you, you that are listening. Today may He strengthen you. May He help you. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you. Oh, may His shalom rest upon you. Come on, Brother Pat. Come on, y'all. Let's sing. You that are listening, may He barak you all. Bless you all. Brother Irving, all you all, wherever you're listening from, may He strengthen your house today. May He cause His shalom to shine upon you. Bless you all. We bless you all today. May the word of Yah bless you. We'll continue this on next Shabbat. You all that are listening, listen. Send an offering on this week. Yah move upon your love. Send us an offering to help. We have a radio broadcast that costs $240 a week. We're not an organization with a lot of money because we don't have that. And that's just the truth. So send an offering to help strengthen the works here. May Yah barak you all. Come on, sing for me. Hallelujah. stand to our feet. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Praise Yah. In all things we do baruch you this day, Yah. As we have gathered in your bayats, we do want to talk to you, our Abba, for the precious rain that you sent upon the earth to water the earth. Hallelujah. For you answers all things. We didn't pray, but we know you have all things prepared for Israel. So as my heart rejoices, as I said to Brother Paul Nissan, that I rejoice because of the rain with great ecstasy and jubilation of the great rain that fell on the earth. I say, Todayah. Toda you for the rain. Bless your people. Scatter it abroad in every place. Touch them. Heal everyone that needs healing. Revive Yisrael. Revive the house of Yahuda that we may be one. And Yahshua, not separating the things of the Ruah from the things of the flesh. For they must be one. So we ask it in Yahshua's name that you bless us all. Go with us. Take everyone down the road safely. Sister Laura, Sister Dot, and all of them. We ask it all, Deacon Tim, Elder Wideman. Yahshua's mighty name, we baruch you this day. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.